Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Maryland football is 5-0 after defeating Indiana in a blowout, 44-17. As you can see behind us, we're right here at CQ Stadium recording our postgame reaction podcast. I'm Emmett Siegel, as always, here with Andrew Schotis. Andrew, I think this was the most complete performance we've seen from Maryland this season. I don't think there's much doubt about that.
Yeah, even Coach Bloxley admitted. He said this was the game where they played closest to their standard. From start to finish, they opened the game with a 62-yard pass to Jayshon Jones. They win by at least 18 points for the fifth straight game in a row. They held an opponent to less than 17 points for the third game in a row. From start to finish, this was a clinical performance by the Terps, and it should give them palpable momentum headed into Ohio State, provided it's going to be the toughest matchup of the season, along with Penn State and Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, that Ohio State matchup has kind of been, I think, the focus. A lot of people, at least us especially in the media, have been looking ahead to that game as, you know, kind of the litmus test. And this was a game that Maryland needed to win, and Maryland needed to win convincingly. And they did just that. They started out hot, like you said. They were up, 21-3. 21-3, they scored very quickly. I think it was 3 plays on their first drive by the time they found the end zone. And the biggest player of the day, outside of Talia, we'll talk about Talia in a second, but Ty Felton with 3 touchdowns, had no touchdowns coming into the game, and then found the end zone 3 times today for the first time in his career, first 100-yard receiving game in his career as well. Really impressive performance from the junior. We've been waiting for him to break out. It's felt like they've been saying that he's going to break out for a while, and we finally saw that today, and he kind of took over the game as a receiver.
Yeah, like he told us, it was his mom's birthday, so he had to give her a nice birthday gift. But no, he was tremendous, right? Off the hop, 1 touchdown, 2 touchdowns. He does the 1-2-3 celebration on his third, also had almost 150 yards. He was everywhere. I think he had 7 receptions, was clearly Talia's number one target today, not Caden Prather, which was a little kind of change in the game plan. But yeah, obviously it's huge for Maryland to see, you know, a guy who's been around for a couple of years gain some momentum, have the best game of his career, headed into maybe one of the most important games of his career against Ohio State next weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that Ohio State game, we're going to keep mentioning it because I think we have to. I mean, you have no reason not to, right? Maryland is 5-0. Let's talk about that. Maryland is 5-0 for the first time since, I mean, we were both born, I was born in 2002.
Right? I was born in 2002.
You were born in 2002. Maryland, last time they were 5-0 was 2001. We weren't even born. And not to make any of the listeners feel old, I apologize.
Sorry.
But we weren't even born last time Maryland was 5-0.
Yeah.
They haven't been 2-0 in conference play in a decade as well. I mean, what does this say about the program? And Maryland football, we've been talking about getting over that hump. I know that beating Indiana by a lot doesn't necessarily qualify as getting over that hump, but this is certainly the kind of time of year where you started to see the season's crater, at least in the previous years under Mike Loxley. And today, dominant performance, moving to 5-0, and you have even more momentum than you did last week when you moved to 4-0.
Emmett, how many times have we discussed over the past literally 5 to 6 years in Maryland. They get to 3-0, they get to 4-0, and then they lose 3 in a row. Albeit it's been a fairly easy schedule. Some will say it's been more than that, but having that 5-0 on your resume, I just think internally, right? I think it gives you confidence. It gives Tua Tagovailoa confidence. He's been here for a few years. He's kind of see where they have that streak of losses. But now you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to go into Columbus and shock the world, right?
I mean, that's what it's going to take to shock the world.
It is going to. They need to shock the world. But I think for Ohio State, they didn't start the season off so well. But of the past two games, man, if they show the country what they can do, obviously beating Notre Dame on the road, they are forced to be reckoned with. And Maryland, to be frank, they're not on Ohio State's level.
No. But talent-wise, they're behind.
As the great Herb Brooks once said, you know, if you play them not 10 times, we might lose 9. But, hey.
All that matters is what happens next week.
A few years ago, they lost 52-51, competed with Michigan last year.
Right there. They had a chance to win, yes. Right? In that end zone, right there.
And Jayshon Jones was like 3 feet away from the ball. Either way, no, but they have had games, right? They beat Penn State. What was it, 4 years ago they beat Penn State?
Yeah, in the COVID year.
Lost to Michigan by just a touchdown last year. Obviously, it was 2018 where you lose to Ohio State.
They were in the game with Ohio State until the final drive last year.
Yeah. 2 touchdowns, right? So they've had the chances. And then we can agree this is Maryland's best team on paper under Mike Locksley. On paper, not under. Best team on paper under Mike Locksley.
Probably best team on the field so far from what we've seen.
Yeah, best team on the field. They've won every game by at least 18 points. And I think we can transition that into the man himself, the leader of this team, the best player on the team. Tua Tagovailoa had the best game. Well, had one of the best games of his career today. His decision making was great. We've seen in the past he hasn't been so great at times with his decision making. His ball was accurate. He was able to run the ball well. Got a touchdown on the ground. 6 total touchdowns. 352 yards through the air. Love to see, right? We loved what we saw.
Exactly
from
what you needed to see from him today. I mean, Tua, Mike Locksley said it in the post-game press conference, and I think everyone agrees with it, is that this team goes as Tua Tagovailoa goes.
Correct.
And today, I mean, you could see they put up 44 points, and that is because Tua accounted for all 6 touchdowns, right? We talked about the 3. Ty Felton, there's another one, Caden Prather, and I'm blanking on the other one. Dylan Wade, first career touchdown. That was a cool moment, the freshman tight end, with Corey Dyche just not in the game anymore. But yeah, I mean, what a dominant performance from Tua. I raised the question in the press conference. I asked Mike Locksley if he thought it was the best performance he's seen from Tua since he got to Maryland. He wasn't willing to go quite that far. I might go that far.
I'll go that far.
Competition adjusted, maybe not, but overall, I think this was probably about as accurate, about as precise as we've seen Tua since he got to Maryland. And, I mean, what a time to be playing your best football, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is when the quote that I've always used, and I believe I'm stealing this from, can't remember who, but someone on the Split Zone Duo podcast, if you're familiar with that. Alex Kirshner is a host, Richard Johnson and Stephen Godfrey. Alex Kirshner, actually former Testudo Times editor. That's where you can find our writing. One of them said, Maryland football is like invading Russia.
What?
Maryland football is like invading Russia. Everything goes well, and then it gets cold, and everything goes downhill.
That's a ridiculous statement.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was funny. Maryland football right now is 5-0.
Yeah.
And now it's about to get cold, right? We're about to enter October. The schedule is about to heat up. This game coming up, and I know we should keep this.
Nice pun.
We should keep this about
Indiana.
We should keep this about.
Oh, we can't because.
But that's not the focus of this game.
The
right?
biggest game in 5 years is happening in 7 days, and we will be there in person to witness either history or
history
or history
or a repeat of history.
Yeah.
But the point being is that. To tie this all back together, this is when you need Tua Tagovailoa, your quarterback, to be playing his best football, and he is playing his best football, and he has not seemed to take a drop off when you enter Big Ten play, albeit against 2 of the weaker teams in the conference, but it seems like he's only elevated his game since the schedule has gotten harder.
And for Tua Tagovailoa, he's seen what Maryland's gone through. It's his last year. He's playing his best football. This is his moment, right? This is his one shining, his Kodak moment. This is what he needs
He's
to
all
do.
All the cliches you want.
I went Herb Brooks, Kodak moment, one shining moment. No, but in all seriousness, right? This is his last game. This is his last first time against playing one of the big three teams. And you know, and he needs to show out. And I think he knows what a win like this, or really a win against any of the big three teams, could do for this program, momentum wise. I mean, there's a very good chance that Maryland goes into next week ranked in the top 25. They'll be around there. They'll probably be close.
They'll be on the cutting edge.
Yeah,
right.
And I think Ohio State's, what, ranked number 3 right now, number 4?
Yeah, they're pretty high up there. And some people are saying after Georgia struggled today that Michigan might move into the number 1 spot.
Yeah, no, but we do want to circle it back to this game and just say, you know, they did basically everything right. And we haven't even touched on the defense that much, right? They got another takeaway. I think that's every game now in which they've recorded a takeaway.
I think they didn't in the first game.
So four games.
Or maybe the second game.
No. I think it was the first game against Towson. But that's either way. That's 4 out of 5 games in which they've recorded a takeaway. They're second in the Big Ten in interceptions, just behind Minnesota. But unlike Minnesota, Maryland has a good offense as well. So it's just the defense is giving momentum to the offense. The offense is giving momentum to the defense. Again, albeit against not such a tough schedule, everything is really going well right now for Maryland, and they need to use that momentum to pull off a victory that this program needs.
I'll talk about the defense for a second and talk about some of the concerns I had.
Okay.
Not necessarily of what they put on the field today, because this was a 44-3 game, essentially, until we got into junk time, right? So the defense played lights out today. My only concern being the health of this defense. Yeah. We saw Jayshon Barham was not dressed today, did not play. Tarheeb still went down, had to be kind of helped off the field. He wasn't walking too well, and then I believe he walked into the locker room, did not return. Little bit of question marks there, right? You need to be fully healthy going into that Ohio State game.
Much more concerned about Jayshon Barham's not playing.
It seems like they have a lot more depth
That
position.
They have a lot more depth at in the secondary. We've seen that play with guys like London Miller, you know, making big-time plays. Jayshon Barham does not play against Ohio State. I think that takes Maryland's chances of winning from 25% to 10%. Jayshon Barham and Ruben Hippolyte need to be that duo in that game, or Kyle McCord and Ohio State is going to have a field day through the middle
Henderson
of the field.
Henderson will be running the ball down their throats.
Well, I think he's going to run down their throats either way.
Probably. Maybe he'll run 6 yards instead of 4.
Well, I guess we can talk about another position group that played well today. They really played well for the few games in a row after a lot of concerns is the offensive line, right? I think the running game later in the game, it established itself. They were kind of able to get some things. Tagovailoa has had plenty of time in the pocket over the past few games. But here's the big question.
What happens when Ohio State's front is facing it?
Yeah. And to be frank, I think we'll know that within the first 3 plays of the game. I mean, it's going to be interesting. We're going to know with this offensive line jumbled up of transfers and graduate students and JUCO guys, what they can do against, five star.
Yeah, I mean, they were talking about the school that produced, you know, the Bosas, Chase Young.
Decent, not bad.
Yeah, they're all right. But yeah, this team, we're going to find out a lot about it. And it's hard to take too much away on a big picture from this game specifically. But when you just look at where this team is, you can't help but be satisfied with where they are. They're 5-0. They won in convincing fashion. I mean, there are no red flags right now, I would say. I would say that was the biggest thing I would take away from this, is that they're 5-0 without any major glaring flaw that you're like, they've just benefited from a weak schedule. They might have benefited from a weak schedule, and we'll find out next week. But it seems like they've kind of taken care of business. Yeah. They've gotten rid of the slow starts. They played a full game today. I mean, their defense is playing well. Their offense is playing its best football so far, and it's probably his past 2 games. I mean, is there anything really to be concerned about in a micro sense, other than the fact they're about to go against a better opponent next week?
One red flag to me, and we can laugh, but this is something that really can decide games, I think, is the special teams, right? Jack Howes, you don't know what you're going to get from him. He can miss, make from 50. I mean, he missed an extra point today, and he's been up and down. He hasn't been healthy. And we've seen games where it's one possession games, and every point really does matter. And against Ohio State, again, most likely is Ohio State going to win by multiple scores? Probably. But there's a chance, because as we've seen in the past year, this can be a game where you need Jack Howes to stay in the game. Look at last year against Michigan, right? When Chad Ryland made 3 field goals from 50 yard plus. That came Maryland into the game literally until the final 5 minutes. So I think that's something that fans should be concerned about, is what can we expect from Jack Howes? Is it going to be the guy who's going to make him 44-yarder, 52-yarder? Or is it going to be the guys that's missing 29 yards and extra points? That's a genuine concern of mine.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's got a big leg. He made that 40-something yarder.
I think it was 44.
44-yarder. He had another field goal blocked, and someone pointed out to me on Twitter that a lot of his kicks seem low, which is definitely a concern. But, he's been erratic, but we saw on the one field goal that he made, I mean, he drilled that thing. That thing would have been good from 60 yards. But what does that matter if you're not accurate? I mean, he hooks the extra point to the left. kind of an ugly kick. I mean, he's been nothing short of an enigma, I think was the best way to put it, is that, you know, he'll miss an extra point and then he'll come back out there and drill a kick from 40 plus yards. So, but yeah, I mean, Maryland's gonna have to play perfect to win next week. And you can't leave any points on the board. That includes on the special teams. I thought, other than that, the special teams was really good.
Yeah.
I thought Colton Spangler, as always, did a good job punting. Jayshon Jones did very well. Punt returning, aided by a couple miscues by the Indiana special teams unit, which, I mean, I think we can just agree, like, Indiana, not a good team at all. Probably the worst team in the Big Ten. I mean, they looked really bad today.
Here's the final thing that I have to say, because I know we're talking a lot about Ohio State, and this is Indiana recap. We'll get more into specifics about what next week means for the program. But today, Maryland played really, really well. A near-perfect game against a weak opponent. Next week, they'll need to play a perfect game against one of the strongest opponents in the country. But good win today. Gives them a lot of momentum. And, you know, you're only one win away from bowl eligibility now, right? So there's a lot of positive things to take away from this game. Anything else to add, Emmett?
I mean, I think I'm just kind of echoing what you're saying, is that, you know, what we saw from Maryland today was nothing short of its best performance of the season. And I was very impressed by the way they performed with the opportunity to look ahead. I mean, Ohio State is not a rival for Maryland. It's not the kind of game that maybe you look at strictly because of, you know, who they are, other than the fact that that's one of the best teams, right? And that's the game you circle on your schedule when you looked at this roster at the beginning of the season. And you just saw how talented they were. And then you flip it to the schedule and you're like, oh man, this team has a chance to go 5-0. My biggest takeaway is that, like I said, Maryland football has let itself down so many times when you get to this point. You start 4-0, you start 3-0, and then you just lay an egg. Even if they had beaten this Indiana team kind of like with a bad performance, I would have been a little bit less optimistic. And I'm not thinking they're going to beat Ohio State, for the record.
They took care of business with the schedule they had. Now they need to take it to the next level.
That's my biggest takeaway, is that the only thing you can take away from this season is that they have answered all your questions, mm-hmm. right? We were like, they've started slow.
Yeah.
I mean, other than maybe the kicking, right? They've got rid of the slow starts. They started fast the last 2 weeks, and this week they kept it up the whole game, right? There was no second half letting off the gas. My only real concern, I don't even know if I call it concern, is that the running game hasn't gotten going too much in this game. I mean, the numbers are a little bit deceiving. Roman Hemby had over 60 yards, but like 40 of those were on the last drive. That would be a little bit of a concern, but overall, this team seems to be in all three phases, for the most part, firing on all cylinders, heading into its most important game of the early season, and they've taken care of business when they need to take care of business. They haven't laid an egg yet. Maybe that'll happen next week, but we haven't seen it yet, and there's no reason to think that they're going to come out of Ohio State and just be completely non-competitive.
Yep. So Maryland moves to 5-0 for the first time since 2001. We'll be back with another preview episode, probably Wednesday midweek, and then we will be live from the Horseshoe on Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you all for listening to the Testudo Talk podcast. I'm Emmett Siegel. Andrew Chodas, like he said, we'll be back later in this week previewing the Ohio State matchup. Thank you all for listening.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.